So in this module, we're going to look at types of capital allowance that are available. The three main types that we're going to look at are writing down allowance. So writing down allowance is sort of the general capital allowance that will be claimed if the asset doesn't fit into any of the other categories. And that's given at 18% on a reducing balance in most cases, 8% in some cases. And we'll look at why it would be 8%. A bit later on when we start to look at special rate pools. Second is the annual investment allowance. Annual investment allowance allows us to claim the whole amount of an asset in the year that it was purchased in some cases, and we'll look at why that might be. And the first year allowance again allows us to claim 100% of assets in the year that they were purchased. Before we look at these, let's look at the expense pool. So quite often businesses will have lots and lots of different types of assets that they'll be claiming capital allowances on, and our computations would be particularly massive if we had to claim this individually. So what we can do is we can put most assets in this expense pool or general pool, and this allows us to claim the capital allowances on the pool value rather than the asset's individual value. Should be said that once an asset goes into the pool, it loses its individual identity, so there's no way of saying that X amount of capital allowances have been claimed on this particular asset. It no longer has an identity at that point. Things that can't go into the general pool are things like cars with carbon monoxide emissions of over 110 grams per kilometre, long life assets that we'll look at, assets with personal use by the owner, and short life assets. So these are just the things that can't go into the general pool. They have to be kept separate. So annual investment allowance allows you to claim 100% of the value of the asset in the year of purchase, up to, I've said £200,000 here, it's actually £1 million this year. From 1st of January to 31st December this year, it was temporarily increased. But generally, it's the £200,000, or has been. I will add a table showing the rates of AIA over the years. It's not available for cars, so cars can't have AIA claimed on them. And it applies to a 12-month accounting period, so it's prorated for shorter accounting periods. The first year allowance is something that we don't come across very often, so it's 100% of the value of the asset in the year of purchase, and it includes things like low emission cars of 50 grams per kilometre of CO2 or less. And it includes energy efficient technologies or some water saving technologies. As I said, tend not to come across this so often. And finally, the writing down allowances, as I said, the sort of go-to capital allowance, if nothing else applies. And it's 18% on a reducing balance for a 12-month period. And 8% on some, and we'll look at where it's 8% later. So let's look at an example of how we can calculate these capital allowances. So Matthew commenced trading on the 1st of April 2019, and his first year of trading made the following purchases. He bought plant machinery for the office that he rented for £120,000. He bought office equipment and furniture for £35,000, and a car for his office manager with zero emissions of 100 grams per kilometre for £11,000, and we're asked to calculate Matthew's capital allowances for the year to the 31st of March 2020. Okay, so let's look at how we lay this out. We lay out a standard table with four columns. Now, these columns may be five or six, depending on the assets that you have. Right now, we have a details column, which will always appear, an AIA column, a general pool, and the claim column. This can expand when we start to see things like special rate pools or assets with personal use. But this is all we need for this computation. So Matthew bought plant machinery for £120,000, which is eligible for EIA, so we can put that in the EIA column. He bought furniture for £35,000, which is also eligible for EIA. And he bought a car. Now, the car was 100 grams per kilometre for the emissions, and therefore it can live in the general pool. Remember, if it's above 110, then it can't live in the general pool. But we can put that 11,000 in the general pool, because cars are not eligible for EIA. So next step is to total up those columns. So we've got £155,000 in EIA. That's certainly well below the £1 million that we currently have to play with. And £11,000 in the general pool. The first step is to claim the EIA allowance. So we claim that whole £155,000 this year. So we total the column and then we move it to the claim column. Writing down allowance, we're calculating 18% of this £11,000, £1,980, and then we move that to the claim column. So our claim is the total of these two figures. Finally, we calculate the written down value that we're going to carry forward from next year. So that is the value in the general pool less the writing down allowance that we've claimed. Therefore, we've got assets with a value of £9,020 to carry forward to next year. And then to that value, we would add any additional purchases and we take off disposals. And we'll look at disposals in a later module. Last thing to do is to calculate the claim. And again, that's just adding these two figures in the claim column together. So we'll see that Matthew has a claim of £156,980 for the tax year. I will add a question and answer below this video that you can download and try yourself.